The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Needed a few tests. The sugi of Maris Damim, so the Mishnah says that there's only four Maris of red which are Tomei. Now, Lemaisa, that's not how we paskin today, because the Gemara says that the Amirayim who are Nimna, they refrain from paskining Maris because they said that we don't have enough Bekiyas to paskin. So comes again the Rosh, and the Rosh says that if makes a Kavachayim, the Madoch, the Amirayim already said that they didn't have Bekiyas, Kolshkin, Anan, Manana, Basrayu, what are we going to say? We're going to say we do have Bekiyas, of course not. So Mamela, we don't have any Bekiyas, so we have to be Mitame everything. What does it mean to be Mitame everything? So the Maisa, we do look at Maris, we are Mitame some things. So the answer is we're Mitame anything which is Naitalad Mumas, anything which has a reddish tinge. And that's what we do today when we look at Maris. We're trying to determine if it's considered Naitalad Mumas or not. Many other Yishayim say this as well, and this is the halacha. This is what we do. Okay. The question is as follows. There are colors which are not so clear if they're considered Naitalad Mumas. And one of them is brown. It's a big discussion in the Paiskim and the Achrayim whether a brown Mara is Tamei or Tar. So there are those who want to bring Rayas that brown is called Adam. Brown is included in the category of Adam, and certainly in Naitalad Mumas. Rashi in Bechayus Davav Ben Aleph says what would seem to be an astonishing statement. Rashi says, Stam Susim Adamim Heim. Stam horses are Adam. What's Adam? Red. So Rashi is saying, Stam horse is red? That sounds pretty strange. I never saw a red horse in my life that I can recall. Maybe there are red horses. But to say a Stam Susim, in general, the Stam of the Milsa is, if you had to guess what color a horse was, the best guess would be red. I would think that would be a pretty bad guess. A much more likely guess would probably be brown. So Elamai Shteton Rashi, that Adaim includes brown. It can include red also, of course, but it includes brown. So if it includes brown and red, you say, yes, Stam Susim Adaim. That's the first raya. It's another raya from another Rashi, Sukkalam and Hamad Beis. Rashi says, Kol HaPeiros SheNechtachim, when you cut open a fruit, imagine like an apple. What happens when you cut an apple and you leave it sitting? So Rashi, Mekablam Gavain Adaim. It gets a red color. So, I don't know. My apples, they're red before you cut them. The peel is red. Once you cut it, the inside is like a whitish color, and you let it sit, it turns what? It turns brown. So L'chayrish, Eitan Rashi, that brown is called Adam, again, just like the other Rashi. The Beis Yosef in Tafrish Memhei in Hilchas Lulav, Beis Yosef says, he's talking there about what we call the kara, the like the thin membrane that you find at the top of the lulav, that covers up the lulav, sometimes on the top makes it hard to see the tiamis. So he says, Tseva ha-koira shal ha-lulav, the color of this koira, hu adaim. It's adaim. Now, again, if adaim means red, I never saw a lulav with a red peel. You see plenty of lulavim with a brown peel. That's the koira that we're familiar with. But to say that it's red is l'chayra enim muvin. So what do you see from all of this, all these rayas, and these other rayas also, what do you see from this l'chayra that brown is included in adaim? Okay, so ibazai, so you should have to be mitame any mara that's brown and say that it's, not only is it naitlan mumis, it's mamish adaim. It's red. That's l'chayra what you see from here. So kum tzigein the trubis pasal t'chayr of monk, it's a mitzadikei. He brings these rayas and he says, it's not a raya b'chlal. He brings a Rambam. The Rambam is a kuntras called kuntras milas ha-higoyin. And the Rambam says over there in Shar Yud, the Rambam defines that there's something called a min, and there's something called a sug. So listen to the Rambam. Ha'inyin ha'koylel asher yichlel mispar ishim nikra'ehu min. A group of people, a category of people, or different types of people, is called a min. I mean, not different types, but one type. If you have a whole group of one type of people, that's a min. Maybe the word is a species. Ha'inyin ha'koylel asher yichlel shnei minim ayyaisim. If you have now a group which includes two categories, but they have something in common, nikra'ehu sug. That is called a sug. We use these words interchangeably, a min, a sug, to mean a category. But the Rambam defines, in his Kuntres Milas Ha'Higayin, he's coming to define words, he defines the difference between a min and a sug. A min is a more precise group, a more precise definition of what belongs in the group. A sug is not so precise. It's more general. Right, just like in Latin, we mentioned species. So there's a whole bunch of words. There's a genus and a phylum, all the different words, different levels. Right? You say is a camel in the same group as an elephant? So it depends how precise you want to be. They're certainly more related to each other than a camel and a fish, right? But they're not as related to each other as two types of camels, right? So obviously, these different levels of category. Akopanim, Dr. Pasodcha, he says there's no raya from all these rayas. All these rayas are just telling you that in the sug of Adaim, in a more loosely used, using the word more loosely, so then you could say Adaim and include the color of the apple that was peeled, and the color of the kara, the lulav, and the color of a brown horse. That's included in the sug of Adaim. But if you want to know the min of Adaim, that is not included. So he says that when Chazal asked it over here, when they said that anything that's noit lad mumis is aser, he says they didn't aser the entire sug of Adaim. They asked the min of Adaim. So Mela, that's not included. That's what he says. Or you could say maybe a different answer, that we're talking over here a chashash, that someone's going to confuse different colors. So, but Lamaisa, people have a very clear distinction. People understand very clearly the distinction between brown and red. Right? Nobody's going to mix up brown and red. So if they said Noitalad Mumis is also, they mean Noitalad Mumis, something which might be red. And we're not mafking different kinds of red. The fact that something in the Torah is called red doesn't mean that's included in Noitalad Mumis. That's in the Emes. The Torah is telling you the Emes. In the Emes, that's part of Adaim. But so what if it's part of Adaim? The Torah only asks four types of Adaim, and all four of those are not brown. That's for sure. All four of those are very red. So the Elamite, Chazal came along. By the way, it's not so clear if Chazal made the Isser. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says it could be the Gaonim made the Isser. But upon him, we'll just say Chazal. Chazal made the Isser of Noitalad Mumis. The question is what's included in that. They didn't say that anything Kol Asher B'Shem Adam Yikare is Aser. They said Noitalad Mumis, meaning something which B'nai Adam can confuse between this color and the Emes Adam that the Torah asked. But the other Adam, the Adam of horses and apples and Lulavim, is a completely different kind of color. So L'chaira, you could say that was never included in the Isser. L'maisa, it is a Machlekes Ben HaPaiskim, and there's different Messiahs and different Menhagim. And for Shteitzach, everyone should follow his minute, which is coming to explain a little bit the Inyan and the Rais. I'm just going to sign with one more Nakuda. Besides the Ikka Shaila of Chum, of Brown, whether it's included in Noitalad Mumis, some places can want to say that it's Osir. Ramosha says this in Chelik Beisim and Ayin Ches and elsewhere also. Some places can want to say that this is Osir, not because this color is Adaim or it is Noitalad Mumis, but because there's a Chashash that maybe there's some Dam Adaim, Emes Adam Adaim mixed in. Because it could be that's what's really going on by a brown color. So Ayin Shom in Nigus Maisha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.